Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Divided: The Perils of Our Growing Inequality is a nonfiction anthology edited by David K. Johnston, a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist known for his reporting on tax policy, corporate power, and economic regulation. The book gathers essays and commentary from a broad range of voices, including economists, journalists, activists, and political figures, to examine the widening gap between rich and poor in the United States. Its purpose is not simply to describe inequality, but to show how it affects core institutions such as education, healthcare, justice, mobility, and political representation. Published in the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis, the collection argues that inequality is both a structural problem and a political choice, shaped by tax policy, regulation, and the influence of wealthy interests. Rather than offering a single thesis from one author, the anthology presents a multi-angle case for why extreme inequality matters and why ignoring it carries social and democratic costs. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, inequality as a structural result of policy, not a natural outcome. One of the book's central ideas is that growing inequality should not be treated as an unavoidable feature of modern markets. Johnston's editorial frame, reinforced by the contributors, presents inequality as something produced by policy decisions, tax rules, deregulation, and institutional design. This matters because it shifts the debate away from moralizing about winners and losers and toward examining the mechanisms that concentrate income and wealth. The collection repeatedly points to the idea that the system has been shaped to favor a narrow class of beneficiaries, especially those at the top of the income distribution. By emphasizing structure over inevitability, the book invites readers to ask who benefits from current rules and how those rules were created. That perspective makes the anthology analytically useful. It does not merely condemn disparity, but explains why the same economic arrangements can continue generating it. The result is a framework that treats inequality as a political and legal product, not just an economic statistic. Secondly, tax policy and corporate rules as engines of wealth concentration. Johnston is especially concerned with how tax policy and business regulation help preserve inequality. Across his broader work and in the anthology's framing, he argues that the American economy has been rigged through loopholes, favorable treatment, and weakened obligations for the wealthy and powerful. This topic is important because it identifies the concrete levers through which inequality grows. Rather than focusing only on wages or consumer prices, the book draws attention to the rules governing capital, corporations, and taxation. That approach helps explain why income at the very top can rise even when broader prosperity stalls. The book is also useful in showing how legal complexity can obscure redistribution. Upward policies may appear neutral while effectively channeling gains to a small elite. In this sense, the anthology functions as a critique of institutional design. It suggests that the debate over inequality cannot be separated from the debate over how governments write and enforce rules governing commerce, taxation, and wealth accumulation. Thirdly, the social costs of inequality across daily life and public institutions. A distinctive feature of Divided is that it treats inequality as more than a financial problem. The essays link the wealth gap to concrete harms in education, healthcare, justice, and social mobility. This broadening of the issue is important because it shows how inequality shapes everyday life, not just abstract national indicators. A highly unequal society can produce weaker schools in poorer communities, reduced access to medical care, and legal systems that function differently depending on status and resources. The anthology also suggests that these effects reinforce one another, creating a cycle in which disadvantage becomes persistent rather than temporary. By connecting inequality to multiple institutions, the book argues that the problem is cumulative. What begins as income disparity becomes a durable sorting mechanism for opportunity and power. This is one of the book's strongest contributions because it helps readers see why inequality has consequences beyond resentment or political conflict. It changes the capacity of institutions to serve the public fairly and consistently. Fourthly, democracy and representation under pressure from concentrated wealth. The anthology presents inequality as a democratic issue as much as an economic one. Several contributors show how concentrated wealth can distort political representation, influence policymaking, and weaken the voice of ordinary citizens. This dimension is crucial because it explains why inequality can be self-reinforcing. Those with more resources often gain more access to lawmakers, more influence over public debate, and more ability to shape the rules that govern the economy. In that sense, inequality is not just an outcome of politics, but a driver of future political outcomes. The book's argument implies that democratic institutions become less responsive when economic power is highly concentrated. Readers are encouraged to think about campaign finance, lobbying, and the broader capture of public policy by elite interests, even when the anthology does not reduce everything to a single reform agenda. The overall message is that a society with extreme wealth concentration risks losing equal citizenship in practice, even if formal democratic procedures remain intact. Lastly, an anthology format that builds a multi-voiced case for reform, unlike a single author polemic. Divided uses an anthology structure to present inequality from multiple angles and through multiple styles of writing. That design is not incidental. It allows the book to combine historical reflection, policy analysis, journalistic observation, and political argument without forcing all contributions into one voice. This makes the collection especially effective for readers who want a broad map of the issue rather than a narrow theory. The presence of well-known contributors such as economists, activists, and public intellectuals also gives the book range and credibility. While Johnston's editorial role provides coherence, the format helps illustrate that inequality is a cross-cutting problem, not one owned by a single discipline. It also makes the book accessible to readers who may be new to the topic, because different essays can speak to different concerns. In practical terms, the anthology works both as an introduction and as a synthesis, offering a layered account of why inequality persists and why reform remains difficult. In conclusion, Divided: The Perils of Our Growing Inequality is best suited for readers who want a serious, policy-minded examination of American inequality rather than a general popular treatment. It will be especially valuable to students of economics, public policy, journalism, law, and political science, as well as readers who are trying to understand why income and wealth concentration remain so difficult to address. The book's main practical benefit is that it connects large-scale inequality to the systems that produce it: taxation, regulation, corporate power, and political influence. Intellectually, it stands out because it does not rely on a single perspective. Instead, it gathers voices from different backgrounds to show that inequality is not one problem with one cause, but a pattern that affects many parts of public life. Compared with books that focus narrowly on statistics or ideology, this anthology is broader in scope and more explicitly institutional in its analysis. Its value lies in combining accessible prose with a structural argument about how modern American inequality works and why it matters for democracy, opportunity, and social stability. If you would like to support David K. Johnston, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.